Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The minimal decrease in inflation announced last week from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July is likely to bring down 2023's Social Security cost of living adjustment as well. Last month, the Social Security Administration was planning to give seniors a 10.5% boost. That's now been downgraded for Social Security checks to 9.6% in 2023. Republicans continue to call out Attorney General Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the FBI. Paul Manafort, President Trump's campaign manager, didn't sugarcoat his reaction and let the FBI have it for its politically motivated search of President Trump's Florida home on Newsmax.
It's the destruction of our country and our democracy and our Constitution. I mean, the Biden administration has shown that it will go to any levels to try and destroy a political opponent.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
3 people were shot in the parking lot of Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois last night. The injuries are non-life-threatening, and the shooter remains at large. If you think overregulation by the government hurts free enterprise, you're right. Just ask the little girl in Ohio and her lemonade stand that was shut down by police.
Police in eastern Ohio told a little girl to shut down her lemonade stand after someone complained. Asa Baker, who's 8, says it's because she didn't have a permit, but the cop encouraged her to get one.
Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 for, to try and pay for it.
Asa's dad saying he didn't know a permit was required, but police in Alliance say those are the rules. A downtown business owner heard about it all, so he made a space outside his business for Asa to set up shop, where police said they would not bother her. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S. Consulate in Mexico is advising citizens to avoid Baja California after cartel violence in Tijuana explodes. Heavy police presence and roadblocks are also an issue. A publisher with Baja News says Baja Californians have never experienced widespread cartel violence like this before. The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bobb says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of. And I'm not convinced that there's actually anything booming in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security and classified documents, so we can't disclose to you what we're doing or why we're doing it, but just trust us. We're not lying to you. Well, no, the American people aren't going to stand for that anymore. We don't believe the FBI. They burned their bridge with Russia, 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 with the Ukraine hoax, with unmasking the incoming national security advisor, with surveilling President Trump's campaign. The FBI has lied to the American people so many different ways. We don't believe them anymore.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Benjamin Barrett is with us, the decorated U.S. Army infantry vet who researches Islamic activity in Washington, D.C. and state capitals across the country. Benjamin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for the kind introduction.
Well, tell us, what is the latest on Salman Rushdie? He was attacked, stabbed 10 times. They've got him off the ventilator, still in critical condition, right?
That's right. He's still in critical condition. You know, his attacker has shown to have sympathies with the Islamic Republic of Iran, and apparently kept that information, kept his sympathies secret from those around him for a very long time.
Well, we haven't heard from Salman Rushdie in quite a while, and maybe that was good in some sense, but the Ayatollah had a fatwa out against Salman Rushdie since, what, the latter 80s. I think it was 1989 when he made the edict. And so he's been in the crosshairs of trying to fulfill the Ayatollah's fatwa request or demands.
That's right. It's been a very long time. And really what's quite incredible is that it took this long for something to happen. You know, there's been attempts on his life several times. There was the individual who translated his works, his Satanic Verses,
yes,
into Japan was actually assassinated years ago. So it is quite incredible that 30 years from now that this is just now happening. But it's really just a credit to the Islamist ideology and the sort of nationalist Islamist ideology of Iran that they have willing murderers and assassins around the world who would do this for them.
All right, three decades later. Exactly. Right, go ahead.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, it's just really incredible. And, you know, Iran has been involved in other assassination threats as well. You know, been responsible for killing enemies in Europe before. So this was really something to expect. For years, Salman Rushdie enjoyed the protection of the United Kingdom and Her Majesty's government. But I don't believe that those same protections were afforded to him here in the United States. And it ended, of course, with this terrible result.
Well, for some of our audience have not followed, you know, or maybe just recently heard about Rushdie since the attack, summarize Satanic Verses and why this was such an offense to Iran.
Sure. It's sort of a mystical account. It's definitely nonfiction, but, you know, it subscribed certain qualities to the Prophet Muhammad that were deemed offensive to Muslims around the world, and particularly to the Islamic Republic of Iran, which as Shiites hold particular importance to the Prophet and his family. So the things he wrote about, the accounts in his book were highly offensive to Muslims. Of course, you know, other religions, their prophetic figures are insulted all the time, but it is only in Islam, among Islamists, where there is generally, you know, there are apostasy laws, for instance, in Iran, where if you leave the religion, you will be punished for it. And I think that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you mentioned that he was fairly protected in England, obviously not so much so in New York, where this event took place, where he was attacked.
No, that's right. It didn't look like he had much protection at all. I believe at the Chautauqua Institute where he was speaking, you know, it took individuals involved with that institute to intervene and tackle the assailant. So it looked like he didn't have any sort of protection at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for him to be stabbed 10 times, I mean, it took a while for them to rush to the issue. They must have used the same contingency that Chris Rock had at the Oscars, maybe. I don't know.
That's right. Well, you know, apparently they said as they were pulling the assailant off of him that he repeatedly kept trying to go back to rush D and attack him again. So he was very determined to hurt Mr. Rusty.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I want to talk about the main theme here, and that is why the media is ignoring a Muslim mayor's racism and alleged election fraud in Michigan. What's going on?
That's right. It's kind of a big story, in fact, especially you think the leftist media would want to pick it up. But there's a mayor in the city of Hamtramck, Michigan, which is actually for the first time elected an all-Muslim city council, elected its first Muslim mayor, which, you know, that may be a good or a bad thing. But we wanted to take a look at this city government to see if they had any Islamist sympathies. And when we did so, we found that this mayor, whose name is Emir Galib, his Facebook included posts where he mocked African Americans. He liked posts referring to them as animal and inhuman. He liked posts referring to Jews as that they would tax the air that we breathe. And he also showed sympathies for Saddam Hussein, who he called a great martyr. There really were very few different community groups that he didn't insult in his Facebook posts. And so we tried to shine a light on that. We wrote articles about it. We approached several media outlets around the country. We tried to give them the story, and they really had no interest in running it. And we suspect that is because, you know, this doesn't fit the normal narrative, especially that the progressive media tries to run, which is that, you know, Muslims are generally the victims of racist or as they call them, Islamophobic attacks, and are hardly ever the perpetrators. And they don't want to shine a light on that, I suppose. Mm-hmm. The other big part of this story is that in one of Amir Gallup's Facebook posts, he actually brags about committing what appears to be election fraud. He says very clearly that he filled out ballots for around 20 people and their families, and he convinced them to change their votes from Joe Biden to Bernie Sanders, who, in fact, was strangely a lot of Islamists around the country were big supporters of Bernie Sanders. So, you know, we contacted the FBI about that. They told us they would look into it. We contacted the Michigan Secretary of State's office. But when it comes to media, they really haven't shown much interest in running that side of the story as well. So it's really been quite incredible.
Yeah, somehow you've got to tie in Donald Trump with it. If you tie in Donald Trump, then you'll get some attention. You know, they'll come out in mass numbers, right? This is unbelievable, especially in light of the current temperament that seems to be very sensitive about rhetoric. But it's rhetoric from one side, not from all sides. And how you can have a city which basically is, going to be pretty well, you know, conditioned for, you know, people of like mind, right? I mean, you know, what are we setting up here,
sure,
you know, within the United States, right?
Right. Well, the population of Hamtramck is only 50% Muslim. So the fact that the entire city government is run by Muslims, many of them who appear to be Islamists, is quite incredible. And it says a lot about the Polish population that lives there and is just afraid to say anything. You know, this city's already been transformed quite a bit. The Islamic call to prayer can be heard at least 3 times a day. They blast
exactly.
it over.
Got to go to break, Benjamin. Let's pick it up when we come back.
We all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
America. America. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Benjamin Barrett is with us. He continues the conversation. He is the decorated U.S. Army infantry veteran who researches Islamic activity in Washington, D.C. and state capitals across the country. Benjamin, for you, being a former military, especially infantry officer, as you were, or veteran, I should say, The signs, the threat signs and indicators are so clear. And this has to be like chalkboard going, you know, like chalk going across the chalkboard in the wrong direction, just screeching. And you just can't imagine why the security apparatus of this great country of ours seems to be asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, they do very much so. You know, a lot of the Islamist ideologies that I encountered overseas, serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, we see here in the United States, they are just using our own democratic institutions, the things that are sacred to us as Americans. They're using them against us to impose totalitarian, very illiberal ideology here in the United States. So it's two different sort of battlefields, but the same end, at least for the Islamists, is to install a Sharia caliphate, worldwide caliphate, and impose their ideology on the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's amazing how they've utilized our documents, our U.S. Constitution, to their favor, especially with a woke generation that is so open-minded that their brains have fallen out, Benjamin.
Sure, yeah, they definitely use identity politics. That's why looking at Islamophobia is so important to Islamists. They recently tried to pass legislation or introduce legislation called the Combating International Islamophobia Act, where they don't go after the greatest threat to Muslims around the world, which actually are other Muslims. They go after countries like France and India, really just democratic countries that are just trying to fight terrorism, that have counterterrorism measures in place. And that's what these Islamists oppose. They don't oppose, you know, the Muslims. They don't oppose the Iranian regime, for instance, which kills thousands of protesters every year. They don't oppose the Turkish government, which jails journalists. And doesn't allow any sort of opposing ideas or political parties to stand a chance against them. They just oppose countries that believe in Western values, and that's a problem.
Right, and they oppose those that, especially those they can get away with. I mean, it's like, you know, if you go into a neighborhood and you're a thief and you find a neighborhood that's just so casual about their security and leave their doors unlocked and leave their keys in the car, that's kind of easy pickings, isn't it? As opposed to somebody else that's a little bit more vigilant that has a security system up, right? In a sense, is there some parallel to that?
There absolutely is. We are like a community that leaves its doors unlocked. For a short period of time post 9/11, we took security seriously, but nowadays there's no interest in covering Islamism around the world, especially here in the West. You're accused of being an Islamophobe. The Amir Gallup story that I discussed earlier is a perfect example. Nobody in that community or the surrounding Detroit area wants to take it seriously and actually points to us as being an Islamophobic organization merely for pointing out racism and anti-Semitism from an Islamist elected official.
And it's interesting because when you look at, let's go outside the United States and look at other countries, particularly the UK, where this Muslim ideology has been able to infect the culture. What has happened? Is there anything positive that has come out of a Muslim influence that's fair-minded, that wants to cohabitate with the existing culture?
No. In fact, throughout Europe, where you see quite a bit of Muslim immigration since 2015 and even earlier in places like Germany and the UK, the ideologies there are not the moderate strains of Islam that are being practiced. In fact, in the United Kingdom, these are mostly Diabandi Muslims are very powerful there and control most of the Muslim institutions, you know, the Muslim nonprofits. When the government wants to speak to Muslims, they go to these Diabandi groups. And that's the same ideology that is embraced by the Taliban. Mm-hmm. The government is not uplifting the right people here. secular Muslims, practicing Muslims that don't have these violent theocratic beliefs. They're going after, they're working with Islamists who, you know, are don't like them, who want to establish, who want to see the democracy of the UK and European countries go away. And slowly over time, that may happen as we see a great difference in immigration from, for instance, in France, it's 10% Islamic Muslim. But over time, that's going to change quite frequently over the next 50 years. And they're going to start installing laws that, you know, that aren't what France is all about.
Well, as the women said quite succinctly, we know that we're going to overtake the culture because we reproduce, 10 to 1, you know, so 10 times more than the people of the culture. So they're, you know, just in a matter of generations, as you say, they will take over. And we know that there's been other studies. In fact, a friend that passed away here a couple years ago, Chuck Missler, did extensive research on this, and he had quite the quite the outline of what happens when, you know, Muslims like this take over and what their behavior is like when they're 1% of the culture, 2%, 5%, 10%. When they start getting 10% and beyond, they're able to leverage that percent pretty dramatically and control broad swaths of the government.
That's right. Even here in the United States, the Islamists in the last election concentrated on swing states. That's where they pushed all of their get out the vote drives. And if you look at their efforts, they could have dramatically changed the results of the election by just having 1 to 2% of the population in some of these states. And Europe and other places where it's closer to 10%, they are definitely part of the fabric of society, or at least they're supposed to be. Right. And they're taking political control while they're not assimilating with the rest of the culture around them.
Well, we saw video evidence where there was an operative of Ilhan Omar who was out ballot harvesting, which I think on its face is still against the law there. And he had what appeared to be hundreds, if not thousands, of ballots in his car. In fact, he even showed them to the reporter. And he was all proud that this was happening. Of course, later on when this was investigated, they just kind of set it aside and accepted some sort of feeble excuse for why this person had these ballots. And they just, moved on like everything else that had to do with the 2020 election. But clearly, you know, this was, to me, a smoking gun. I don't know what else you needed to prove that there were shenanigans going on here. And then you further report on that here we've got more of the same. Well, why not? I mean, if it's happening, if it's happening throughout, the country, and I say throughout, maybe in specific states like, California, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, why not any other place? I mean, they're just following the pattern saying, hey, we're learning from them and this will put us in a better control. Right. But you can't say anything because of the alleged, fair minded or moderate Muslims who could care less. But I've maintained that when push came to shove, and just like they have done in other countries, when the radical aspect, that very aggressive legalistic arm of the Muslim community comes into place, well, the moderate Muslims are going to fold. They're going to go, and it's an easy, to me, it's an easy transition for them, easier transition for them versus somebody who is a traditional America, making that leap from, having a free America to a, a theocratic, oppressive type of government like what the Muslims want us to have.
That's absolutely right, Bill. You are absolutely right about that. Hamtramck actually has a very big history of voter fraud. It's not just the mayor. For years, this has been going on. It's going on with immigrant Muslim populations across America, and it's got to stop.
Yeah, well, they know how to get away with it. Benjamin, again, we appreciate all the reporting. Great job that you're doing. How can people be in touch and get more information?
Sure, you can go to IslamistWatch.org, or you can go to Islamism.org.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The minimal decrease in inflation announced last week from 9.1% in June to 8.5% in July is likely to bring down 2023's Social Security cost of living adjustment as well. Last month, the Social Security Administration was planning to give seniors a 10.5% boost. That's now been downgraded for Social Security checks to 9.6% in 2023. Republicans continue to call out Attorney General Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the FBI. Paul Manafort, President Trump's campaign manager, didn't sugarcoat his reaction and let the FBI have it for its politically motivated search of President Trump's Florida home on Newsmax.
It's the destruction of our country and our democracy and our Constitution. I mean, the Biden administration has shown that it will go to any levels to try and destroy a political opponent.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Susie Larson going to join us in a minute. To open your eyes to the fact that, your battle is real. But remember, Jesus won the war. You know, first of all, we've got to admit what the situation is like. I mean, you've got to identify the battle and the enemy. If you keep on, just keeping on and not realizing that this is a war that's being waged, that the enemy is being rather strategic. And don't think that the enemy is just absolutely stupid. I mean, the enemy is supernatural as well. And they are strong. It's a strong definitive force. But we're also told that he that is in us is stronger than he that is in the world. So living on that promise that God has given us, you can be strong in battle. And Why the Humble Will Prevail, which happens to be the title of Susie Larson's new book. And she's an international speaker and best-selling author and host of her own daily talk show. Hey, Susie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
We need that reality, because some people are, walking around kind of dazed and amazed and going, what the heck is happening? This is one big hot mess. Everything is unraveling all around us, whether it's our government, the FBI, IRS wants to carry guns and bullets. I mean, they want to shoot you because you made a mistake on your tax forms now. This is insane. But this is the world we live in today, right?
It is. And you know what? The enemy wants nothing more then for us, especially as Christ followers, to develop a habit and a lifestyle of reacting to everything that you're just mentioning. But the Lord wants us to develop a lifetime and a lifestyle of response, where we're responding to the Spirit. Excuse me. My goodness. There's a passage that I really want to go to, if you don't mind, James 4:7. I write a little bit about this in Strong in Battle, because when you start to wonder, why am I under attack? Why is this happening? And if you're in a habit of reaction, people will be the enemy. Systems will be the enemy. But the Bible is very clear that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the enemy, really, as you mentioned at that segment just now. James 4:7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, I often hear that verse quoted out of context, that the enemy's messing with you, just resist him. But that's not accurate. Submit to God is a military term, and it means to get back in rank. In other words, the enemy is a legalist, and if you give him legal access to attack you, he absolutely will. And as Christ followers, we have to discern, why am I under attack? You know, why have I just lost my joy? Why do I feel so irritated? Because something departs in us. And so at least first we have to ask, have I given the enemy any access? Am I out of rank? Because getting back in rank means search my heart. You know, am I harboring bitterness, unforgiveness, attitudes that don't belong in my heart? And as my friend Maria says, if the Lord shows you something, repent. And then roar. But if he doesn't show you anything, just roar. But you get back in rank, and then you resist the devil, and he has to flee. And what it means to flee is he runs for his life, and he looks for another safe place to dwell, because he's no longer found in you. So we can point all day long outward, but we first have to look inward to go, is the reason I'm under attack anything in my heart that I've allowed?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is America today. I mean, we're under attack. Why are we under attack? To the very reason that you're pointing out right now is that too many Americans, let's just be American-centric, if we would, because I think this is the condition that is all around the world right now, has decided they can have it their way and do better than God. And we're paying a price for it. You know, I've mentioned this several times. It keeps cycling back. You know, one of the questions, Susie, I'm asked is people ask me, do you think God is judging us? I said, well, it's interesting you would ask that question. The fact that you would ask that question leads me to believe is that you think, you know, the signs are there and such, and they seem to be so obvious that America, again, being American-centric only, is that America is being judged clearly. I mean, when you look in the Old Testament, you read and you see how Israel was judged, you know, what happened? I mean, there were certain patterns that were consistent, just like you said. Even the enemy knows that God's character will not be violated, and there is a rule of order, even in the midst of disorder, because even Satan knows that, you know, they can't be divided. They have their ranks. They've got their principles that they abide to. If not, they will be easily conquered, right?
Oh, indeed. And you think of it's the perfect analogy, because the Israelites, their first sin was to turn their hearts away from God. And the Bible says in the Old Testament, when they turned away from God, they stopped hearing him and their hearts grew hard. And then they started to pursue idols of their own. And we can't turn from God and thumb your nose at everything he holds dear and think you can do that without consequence. So it's been layer upon layer upon layer. And I really do believe even 9/11 was supposed to be a wake-up call. And it shows you what amnesia we have, even as God's people, because there was really great repentance. People were rushing to prayer movements, and just as quickly we moved away from that, and we have gone so full bent into, you know, man-made mindsets really that defy God's heart, that, you know, this should be a wake-up call. But again, I just, this is my opinion, Bill, but we shaking our fist at the darkness is not going to solve anything. Judgment starts with the house of God, and so we have to say, I'll just give you an example. I'm an author, you know, and I mentor some young women. And one gal was at a writer's conference, and there were two faculty members on opposite sides of the aisle, so to speak, but still a Christian writer's conference. It should be. These should be leaders. Mm-hmm. And the gal that I was mentoring was in class, and there was a panel of faculty members. Well, one of the faculty members was just attending the class, but she showed up to bait an argument with a panel member, because the one in the audience was leaning in a direction that seemed kind of away from Scripture, so she was baiting the faculty member. Well, they ended up standing face-to-face I think a chair almost tipped over, but they were yelling at each other. Mm. And my girl, she, you know, got out of there and she said she almost had a panic attack. She goes, this is what's happening in the church today.
Exactly.
And, you know, that should put the fear of God in us. And I just think, Lord, you know, start with me. Show me. Are there attitudes in me that are keeping me from being effective in prayer and effective light in the world? And we got to shine. We got to shine brighter. We got to walk in love, but also have a backbone and not be afraid to say what's true.
Well, and to your point, after 9/11, yes, for about 3 weeks. About three weeks is all that lasted, really. It was amazing. And when I was there observing what was going on, I was aggrieved because the church missed that opportunity. Because here it is. People were coming, and they were looking for God's peace. They were looking for understanding. And the church missed it. They missed it to such a blatant degree. It was amazing because what you saw happening in 9/11 was a pattern that we saw happen, you know, some 2,500 years earlier when the northern kingdom of Israel was judged. They thought, man, the Assyrians came in. They thought, well, you know, we're going to build it back stronger. There was no consideration whatsoever that the reason that their land was able to be invaded was because they had turned their back on God, right? They were rather defiant. They were rather defiant. And what does America do? You know, a nation under God, what do they do? But exactly the same thing, even down to Isaiah 9:10. They echo. They echo in the government halls. They echo to the American people, the leadership saying that we're going to build it back stronger. The cedars have fallen. We're going to have, you know, stronger trees, all this. Exactly word for word, which was a defiant a judgment and indictment. A self-indictment by we who are guilty, and we missed it, Susie. Missed it. And so now here we are 19 years later, and we're dealing with COVID. Do you think COVID is just some coincidence? You don't think that God knew that this was going to happen? It's like, hello, sooner or later, you're going to hear me now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. 100%. And, you know, COVID is another birth pang upon birth pang. I mean, you think about how closely they're coming together. But then you think, you know, of Babylon. You think of Daniel. You know, he would not defy God. He actually, you know, thought, I'm going to follow God. I'm going to fear God. I'm going to honor God. I'm ultimately accountable to him. And we're still talking about Daniel today and the three men and the fire, you know. And I just think if we can really get our wits about us to say this is the day that God has appointed us to live. So what are we going to do with our hearts? Are we going to shake our fists at the darkness? Or are we going to shine brighter? And I want to tell you, it takes a lot of humility to let this flame purify you if you're not even guilty of lighting the match. And I think if we can let the fires of what's happening right now make us more like Christ and say, Lord, what are my marching orders? I mean, that's really our only hope is personal revival that turns into corporate revival.
Well, like you said, the call is for us to get back in rank. And may it be so, because if you want, you know, to be the change, if you want the change that you know that God has placed on your heart, you're right. You can't do it by yourself. This has to be the Lord of Heaven's armies descending upon a people that is willing to welcome him back. We've got more from Susie after this.
Get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, this song from Danny Gokey is so appropriate, right? Don't lose hope. Okay, maybe you just haven't seen it yet, but you know in your heart of hearts and in your very spirit that what we're talking about is true. It is rattling your nerves, and hopefully it's shaking you in such a way, as Susie said, that it turns you back to God. She's the best-selling author, and she's affirming in her new book, Strong in Battle, Why the Humble Will Prevail, that the battle that you're dealing with, it's real. But also know that Jesus has won the war. He's gone before us, and he told us as much, right?
Amen. I, you know, I'm a radio host. I should know not to interject while you're reading, but I'm like, amen. But, you know, it's so important for someone to know, listening right now, what the enemy does wants to do is he wants to invoke fear and despair. But you need to know that God is well able to restore your soul while the nations are in chaos. He not only cares about nations, he cares about the hairs on your head. And I think what happens is when we kind of compile our personal struggles, whatever's going on under your roof, maybe it's finance, marriage, health, and then you compile that with what you're seeing and hearing on the news and what's happening not only in our nation but in our world, it's so easy to get so compressed under the weight of it all where you go into despair or fear and you're like, I have no hope. But we always have hope. Dr. Warren Wiersbe used to say, this is not a hope-so hope. This is a no-so hope. We are anchored to Jesus. And you know what? I believe so strongly, Bill. There are so many, you know, we've talked about the state of our nation and even the state of the church. But as you said during the break to me, the church is the bride of Christ. It's really the hope of the earth. Jesus is coming back for his church. And I do feel like these storms have kind of diagnosed us as, and, you know, there are parts of the church have been sleeping or complacent. But this is a wake-up call. And you need to know, whenever the enemy makes a move, God already has a plan. And there are intercessors and people who are standing up and praying and saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. And I believe with everything in me that there's a wave of revival coming, that this could be the church's finest hour. And right. I just want, if I could, and interrupt me if you need to, Bill, but I want to point to a passage in Hebrews 6. It says, when the ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it has God's blessing. But if a field bears thorns and thistles, it's useless. The farmer will condemn that field and burn it. And I want to use that as a word picture. If you yourself are preparing for rain, if you yourself are pulling out the weeds of bitterness and you know, anger and fear and pulling up the boulders of all these unresolved things that the storm is bringing up in you, because it will bring up stuff in you, but you fear God enough to say, God is going to have the ultimate say. He is still on his throne. His promises are still true. So I'm going to cultivate a personal lifestyle of integrity, of fear of the Lord. I'm going to walk in his way. When the outpouring comes, you will be you will have planted seeds in your field. It will bear a harvest and it will receive God's blessing. But let's say that wave is coming because people are praying for it. But you're so busy pointing out everybody else's faults that your own field is full of thickets and thorns. You've not done any of the soul work of tending to the soul, of condition of your soul. You haven't planted any new seeds of faith from the Word of God. When the outpouring comes, you've got a field to swap, and it's kind of useless. And over again, Scripture talks about, I want you to be useful in the kingdom. We don't earn our way, but guarding the state of our heart and sowing seeds based on God's word actually really does matter. And if you are kind of earnestly living like Jesus could come any day, when the outpouring comes, you're going to be ready for it. And people are going to be so grateful that you took your walk seriously. You stayed on mission. You didn't look to the left or right because you believe God's promises are true, even in our culture.
Amen. Susie, what about those people that say, Bill, Susie, you don't understand. You know, I aborted my child. I aborted three kids. I've been on drugs. I am a hot mess. I'm a serial divorcee. How can God use me? You know, I'm totally unworthy. What do you say to people whose heart is so broken and they feel that they're so unworthy of heaven?
Oh, first of all, I wish I could wrap my arms around you. You know, the designer, the book cover designer, this was their idea, but they put that Kintsugi piece of art on the front cover. If you can see the cover of the book.
Yes,
it's a
right.
broken,
I'm looking
beautiful
at it.
Piece. Right, but it's put back together with gold. And it's a Japanese form of art of repair that it actually makes the vessel or the vase more valuable after it's been broken. And that is such a beautiful picture of what God does to us, in us, through us, that he chooses the broken to shine his light so powerfully through. And, you know, I always say there's no haves and have-nots in the kingdom of God. I mean, the only have-not are those who have faith and those who don't. But if you trust him, if you put your trust in him, you need to know that I'm going to quote Scotty Smith. He's an author and pastor. He says, the gospel is so much more than we know. It's better than we know, and it's so much more than we know. And it's just true that when you start to really trust, not only is he saving me for eternity, he's saving me to use me powerfully, and he's going to redeem my story. I don't know if you know anything about my backstory, but when I was 9 years old, I was pinned down by teenage boys and sexually assaulted. When I was 10 years old, I was walking home from school and jumped by a different group of boys and pummeled. They beat me to a pulp. I mean, and they laughed wildly as they did it. I'm looking back. I think they were on drugs or something because they had this crazed look in their eyes. They pulled fistfuls of my hair out and punched my face and kicked me in the stomach. And I was only 4 feet tall, a little girl.
Oh,
and they just, And I'm telling you, when I got up from that beating, at that point, I was raised in a denomination. I knew God was real, but I didn't know Jesus was accessible. But I sensed his presence as a child at times. When I got up from that beating, I heard in my ear, I can get to you anytime and anywhere, and God will never stop me. And I will tell you, that moment I knew God was real, and I knew the devil was real. And I often say, you know, the enemy's threat to you is very connected to your threat to him. And he sees your potential long before you ever do. And all you got to do is go back to your childhood when you first felt not enough or afraid. And you can see those are workings of the enemy to try to create a pathway where he can lie to you and steal from you. And he wants it to be so believable that you keep allowing him to steal from you. My friend calls it a pattern of theft. We all have a pattern of theft in our lives. But when you start to discern, you know what? He's pulled this lie on me over and over again, but no more. Not today, not tomorrow, not any day. If you can just dare to believe that God makes all things new, you will be blown away at what he'll do with your story.
Well, this is why, you know, part of the full armor of God is the helmet of salvation that renews your mind. We need a new software for those of you, you know, like Susie, that have been attacked and you carry with you the injury, you know, that just constantly, you know, like in what happens with your computer. Every time the computer hits that bad part of the disk, it spins out of control. And you, what the heck's going on? You got to reset everything. And it's just crazy making. Well, that happens in our lives. We have these bad experiences that have not been, they've not been renewed in the blood of Jesus. And they control us. And what did Jesus come? I mean, I'm often taken to the reminder, Susie, that Jesus came to give us liberty. You know, constantly to live in liberty, to live in freedom. This is why I believe that, you know, America has part of it right, not all of it, but more than others, enough right, that it is about liberty. But we haven't honored it. And we have to honor what Jesus gave us. Right. Otherwise, you know, we're like Isaac, the disowned his birthright. We have a birthright. We have things that come with saying when we said, Jesus, come into my heart, be the Lord of my life. Right.
Oh, so much. And the thing is, you know, as a radio host, and you've done this as well, where you interview people who've been through horrific things. And God, they've gone on to just be used by God in great ways. And then you meet people who've been maybe through much lesser crises, but they're stuck in it. And it really is, what are you telling yourself about what happened? And what do you believe about God based on who you are? And when we just, if you could just, as you say, reboot and reset our minds on Jesus to say, even though these promises don't feel true, I'm just going to take the leap of faith to believe they are too. I mean, I remember as a young mom. So the other part of my story is I was on bed rest with our third son for 6 months. And I had a 1- and a 3-year-old. One day, the doctors let me get up to test the waters to see if I could, you know, go for a walk without having contractions. I had 3 months left to go. I met my old college roommates and went for a walk. It was a fall day. Long story short, I had to go back to bed that night for the next few months. But in 2 weeks from that outing, my face started to go numb. My vision started to blur. And I had 3 months to go. I was unknowingly bit by the deer tick. A year later, I found out I had Lyme disease, and I still deal with symptoms today because I went a year undiagnosed, and it affected my brain and neurology. And it was a nightmare of a battle. And you can imagine the enemy got right in and said, I told you, I can get to you anytime, anywhere.
Right.
I remember a time we were on the verge of losing our home. We didn't, but the medical debt was killing us. I had these fireworks of neurological symptoms, little boys, that I thought, I hope I live long enough to raise them. It was hell. It was just like a chaos. And I remember just so being so afraid, and the Lord just impressed upon my heart. And he's like, Susie, are you a believer just because you've secured your eternity, or are you actually believe this stuff? I mean, when are you going to shift your weight onto the promises to see if they hold? And that is really when I became, you know, where I start to engage my faith to go, you know what, I'm going to start to believe these promises like they're true, even though they don't feel true. And one by one, I found, Bill, that the anchor holds, that God is a keeper of his promises. And this isn't a name it, claim it. This is tethering yourself to the character of God, because his promises are backed by the honor of his name. And I just believe every single person listening today, we all need an upgrade in our faith. We all need an upgrade in the knowledge of God. We all need an increase to understand how much he loves us. But as we do that, we will go from strength to strength, glory to glory. And then people are going to ask about the hope that's within us, because they see hope on us. If they see the same despair of the rest of the world, same fear, same anger, what do they want that we have? But when we start to get transformed from the inside out, then they want to hear about it.
It's a lifestyle evangelism that is unbelievable. And when you're there and you're experiencing that, Susie, you thank God. You thank God for his blessings and his mercy. Susie Larson has been our guest. Her book, Strong in Battle, Why the Humble Will Prevail. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Susie, thank you so much. God bless you. Appreciate you.
And you as well. Good to meet you.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. You got it. Bye-bye.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market.
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination.